In order for us to appreciate the teaching of our Lord in the Gospel this morning, we need to know a little bit about the Jewish wedding feast 2,000 years ago at the time of Christ. It starts with the matchmaker going to the girl's father, asking for her hand. Once the father of the girl agrees, then the next thing is that the two are betrothed. Once they are betrothed, they are husband and wife. Although the girl continues to live with her parents, and the groom lives with his parents, but he starts building the additional room or house for his bride. And that period of time will take about 1 year, 1.5, 2 years, depending on the capability of the groom, how long it takes him financially, you know, knowledge-wise, to build that place on his father's property for his new family. When that time is over, meaning the house is built or the additional room is completed, then it's time to celebrate. There will be a party at the groom's house. News will be sent to the bride's home. They will be on vigil, waiting for the groom to come and bring the bride to his home. Nobody knows when the groom is coming. The party's going at the groom's house. Nobody knows when the groom is coming. Only the father of the groom knows. So along those year and a half, when the girl asked the boy, when are we going to be together? The boy would say, nobody knows except for the father. Only he knows the time and the date. So when the father gives the signal, the groom will go to the house of the bride to receive her. There waiting for him would be the bride and her bridesmaids. These 10 virgins are relatives and best friends, you can imagine, of the bride. So now let's go to the parable of our Lord. The parable of our Lord, obviously, using this wedding feast that all the Jewish people would understand, the father is God. The groom is Jesus Christ himself. The bride is the church. And the 10 virgins are you and me. Now, I want to point out a couple of things for us so that we can be clear of the teaching of our Lord. 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. The wise ones get to go into the banquet. The 5 foolish got shut out. Here's the thing. When the party is going on, right? The groom goes, when the father gives the signal, the groom goes to the bride's house to bring her to his home. The party ends, but they go inside, close the gates for the bridesmaids and the groomsmen to go in. They're the ones that get to stay in front of the room of the house where the groom and the bride are going to consummate their marriage. So the bridesmaids and the groomsmen are outside the door, drinking, partying, you know, making merry, waiting. And when it is done, the groom comes out of the door and say, it's done. And they all go, yay, and party some more. So you can imagine now, the people that are allowed into the gates are intimate because this is a most private, intimate event. The consummation of the marriage. So you and I are the supposed to be the bridesmaids, the intimate people that's supposed to get into the inner part of the wedding. What happened? Five of them were wise and five of them were foolish. Obviously, the point of today's gospel for us is to say, well, I hope I'm among the five wise ones and not the five foolish ones. The one thing for us to take note of is that for us to go to heaven is the good people, right? The people who don't get to go to heaven are the evil people, the people that do evil things. But that's not what the Lord is saying. The Lord Jesus did not say the wise virgins were good. They get to go in. The other five virgins were evil. Therefore, they did not get to go in. No. He said they were foolish. I want for us to take note because many of us walk around life thinking, you know, I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I don't do any evil things. Naturally, I'm going to heaven. Come on. I'm a good person. The Lord Jesus is saying, no, no. It's not only the evil people that don't get to go into the inner of the banquet of heaven. It is the foolish people. So we may think that we are good, and we are. We're at Mass on Sunday. But the question today is not whether we're good or evil. The question today is whether we're wise or foolish. What makes us wise virgins and what makes us foolish virgins? Well, it's actually very clear. The wise ones were prepared. The foolish ones were not prepared. There was only one expectation of the bridesmaids, and this is the second observation that we must make about this gospel, about heaven. And that is, yes, we are the bridesmaids, you and I, the children of God, the baptized. There's one expectation of us before we get to go to heaven. And that is to keep the lamps burning, guys. The five foolish ones just thought, we're the best friends of the bride. We're in. But they forget, because they're foolish, you see, that there's a role to play here. In order to be bridesmaids, your job is to keep the lamps burning. Because at midnight, when the groom, no, nobody knows when he comes, only the Father knows. When he comes in the middle of the night, remember 2,000 years ago in the Holy Land? No electricity, huh? It is by the lamps of the bridesmaids that the party can find its way to the groom's house. That's your job. That's our job. Our only one job, our only one expectation is to keep the lamps of faith burning. The foolish ones don't do so. We have politicians who say, I'm a Catholic. But they're only Catholics when they are, what, at church maybe? They're only Catholics when they get your votes. But in the hall of Congress, I'm a senator. They treat the Catholic faith as if it is a garment that they can put on and take off. When I'm in church, I'm a Catholic. I put on the Catholic garment. They're foolish. The wise virgins have one job to do. The bridesmaids have one job to do. Keep that lamp burning. Are we people of faith only here right now while we are at Mass in church? Are we a people of faith when we are at home as well? Are we Catholic when we are at work? Are we Catholic when we are in the marketplace? Are we Catholic when we are driving in a freeway? Are we Catholic because it's running in our veins? Because it's alive in our hearts? Or is it just a garment for us to put on and take off according to our feelings and liking? Foolish. We all know that the Emperor Constantine was the one that made Christianity legal in the whole of the Roman Empire, you know. He was influenced by his mother, Saint Helena. His father was the Emperor Constans. He was a pagan, never became Catholic, never became Christian. There was only one Christian, one form of Christianity back then, you know, being Catholic. So his father was Emperor Constans, was a pagan, but he was not violent against the Christians. There were a lot of Christians by then, but all in hiding, you see, because it wasn't legal yet. The Emperor Constans, when he became emperor, made a proclamation, an edict, that all of the Christians working for the imperial administration are fired unless you denounce your Catholic faith. You lose your job working for the government, working for me, the emperor of the Roman Empire. And many of the Christians left the job because they didn't want to denounce their Christian faith. Many of them stay and denounce their Christian faith. The Emperor Constans waited for all the dust to settle. Then he called in the people that stayed and denounced the Christian faith and said to them, "You fired. Get out of my palace. Get out of my administration. Because if you cannot be loyal to your God, how can I expect you to be loyal to me, your emperor? Get out." And then he called back all of the Christians that left and said to them, "Because you remain faithful to your God, I have hope that you can be loyal to me in my employment." My brothers and sisters, we have one job. That's it. To keep the lamp of faith burning. Is your lamp burning? Is it burning only when you're here? Don't be foolish. As a priest, I do funerals all the time, as you know. And one of the things I do is I would talk to the family of the deceased. And I would ask the children, "I know that you're going to give the eulogy, you know, tell the people about what a great father he was and, you know, wonderful things about your father. But can you tell me something about his religion, his practice of the religion, his faith? Because, you know, you're going to have a mass, his funeral mass, and I'm going to give a homily. I want to bring out something about him or her that is have to do with God." I think it's a good thing for us to think about this. If it were you, and if I asked your daughter or your son, "Tell me something about your dad, about your mom," can they make a long list? Can they say to me, "Oh, Father, my father, when he was alive, no matter where he was, whether he was in Vegas or in Iceland, he made sure that we went to Mass on Sunday. No matter where we were traveling, he made sure that we went to Mass on Sunday. Can something like that be said about you? Oh, Father, my mother, you know, she... In fact, here it is. Look at this prayer book. Look at this Bible. It's all marked up because my mother had this at her headrest, and she reads it every night and prays with it every day. That's mom. Can your children say something like that about you? That's what it means to have the lamp burning, guys. Can they say, you know, my dad's favorite saint is Saint Joseph, Saint Augustine. My mom's favorite things to do is to go to church and do the holy hour there. You know, they made so much sacrifices for us. Because now that we're older, we realize that they made so much sacrifices to send us to Catholic schools. As a family, we prayed all the time, everywhere we went, at night, in the morning. Is that something that when it's time, and I ask your children, they can make a list for me? Can I say to your children, the one legacy that your dad, your mom is leaving you on this earth is your Catholic faith. Can I say that and be truthful? My brothers and sisters, that's what it means to keep the lamp burning. And so as we come to the Eucharist today, let us ask God to give us the grace. Let us pray for each other, right? Because we already good people. I know that. But that's not the point. The point is, are you wise? Are you wise enough to be ready at any moment that the groom will come? Are we wise enough to keep the lamp of faith burning?